WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
With an overabundance of snow across the vast United States during the last couple of weeks, how do you measure that white fluffy stuff? The first item is location, location, location. Snow blows around, so it is vital to find a location where the snow appears to be near its average depth. Avoid measuring in drifts or valleys. Ideally, you'll want to find a flat, somewhat open area away from buildings and trees. Some trees in the distance may be helpful in making a windbreak to prevent drifting and thus provide an even distribution of snow. Measure the depth with a snow measuring stick. That's one called a ruler or a yardstick. Be sure to measure at several locations and use an average. 10 measurements are good, and the average value is the snow depth. When snow has fallen between observation times and has been melting, measure its greatest depth on the ground while it is snowing, or estimate the greatest depth. During heavy snowfall, some of the actual total may be lost due to compaction by the weight of the snow. At these times, it may be best to estimate a slightly higher value if snow has been falling at a heavy rate for several hours. If all snow melted as it fell, you can estimate a total if you think more than half an inch fell before melting, or report a trace for the snowfall. For places that don't get snow often, be careful not to jam your yardstick into grass or wet soil beneath the snow. This can result in false readings. When fresh snow falls on old snow, we need two measurements, the depth of the new snow and total snow depth. Snowboards provide the best method of taking measurements in this case. When fresh snow falls on old snow, we need two measurements, the depth of the new snow and total snow depth. Snowboards provide the best method of taking measurements in this case. Sometimes, if the old snow has settled or partially melted enough to develop a crust or to be noticeably denser than the new snow, it may be possible to insert the snow stick until it meets the greater resistance of the crust of old snow and to use this depth as the amount of new snow having fallen. Now, a snowboard can be especially useful for snow measurements. A snowboard should be any lightly colored board, like plywood, that is about 2 feet by 2 feet. A piece of plywood painted white works well. Ideally, it should be painted white to minimize heating by sunlight. Snowboards are laid on top of the old snow when there is any possibility of new snow falling. Push them into the snow just far enough that the top of the board is nearly level or just above the top of the old snow. After each observation, boards should be cleaned and placed in a new location. A clean sidewalk or open cement area with some protection from the wind is a good alternative to using a snowboard. You still need to clean an area off before the snow starts and between measurements in order to accurately measure newly fallen snow. You can drop a note to question at weatherbrains.com if you have a weather question.